Our next report comes from old standby up there, Jeff. Sorry, Chris. Chris Holmes up in Virginia at the Roosevelt Elementary School, and here's their report.
Hello, my name is Elijah Foster. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom, Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. We've noticed that the flickers are becoming fewer and flocks of dark-eyed juncos have been moving in this past week. The swans are still in the Butler Swamp, but kids on bus 12 say they have to look closely for them when they go by, because the swans hide behind the mass of floating cocktails. Mackenzie says the spiky thorn apple bushes by her house are loaded with little orange thorn apples. We went to the lumberjack camp site in the school forest last Friday, and Autumn found some rusty tin cans under the tree. She also found an old ketchup bottle sticking out of the moss, and inside of there was a little greenhouse of grass and plants. We collected and made pineapple weed tea in the class last week. Smelled good and tasted good with a little sugar added, but the birch leaf tea, not so much. Isaac was eating a peanut butter and honey sandwich in his yard on a warm day last week, and hornets swarmed to it. He left it for them. It seemed like a good idea. Joey sees lots of orange butterflies in his mom's flower garden, and he thinks they're not monarch, but maybe they are the American lady. The green ash leaves have fallen from the trees by the school gym, and the silver maples are now 50% yellow. I saw a squirrel in a tree on Sunday, and it had a light gray mushroom in its mouth. Kylie counted 17 earthworms on the sidewalk on Sunday when she took a walk around the block in the rain. Her dog Teddy started eating them, and she says that was gross. This is our report for this week. Thank you and goodbye.
Nice report. We like hearing about the silver maples across the street from the classroom, because we have a silver maple in our yard and we kind of keep track. And it sounds like they're doing the same up in Ely, so we're getting a good line on silver maples, and we'll keep you apprised of what's going on with them.